Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Today's topic, traditional plants for diabetes. Everything the doctor tells us to cure and maintain or to avoid diabetes is everything that our ancestors did traditionally, living healthy and balanced, eating plenty of fish, fruits and vegetables, getting lots of exercise and daily activities, and they rarely had any salt. Since plants grew and our ancestors were stricken with injuries and illness, illness has been treated with plant medicines. Traditional lifestyles of past had all the benefits to ward off diabetes. And with our lethargic society and the endless possibilities of convenient diet choices and preservatives, we have introduced diabetes into our culture. There's hope with moderate change and a healthy living with traditional teachings and following the steps of our ancestors will give us a healthy world for ourselves and those around us. The basic diet, exercise, traditional plant support, spirituality will lead us to the traditional balance within ourselves and keeping us healthy. Let us start with a traditional plant we all know. Traditional plants such as black cohosh, garlic, onions, ginseng, plantain, purslane, salt, palmetto, corn, honeysuckle, hawthorn, and yarrow are known for their support in lowering the blood. Here's an extra idea of cinnamon. Cinnamon triples insulin's efficiency. Baked goods are more diabetic friendly with spices like cinnamon used to lessen the need for sugar. Cinnamon can support in regulating the activity of insulin and so help in blood sugar control. Get your products. If you don't harvest the products yourselves or it's something that we don't have in our area, then grab your herbs and your traditional plants and your dried leaves from a well-known source for organic, healthy plants. So we don't want to try to use some of the cinnamon that's been sitting on the store shelves for quite a while. They don't have the same medicinal properties. Onion and garlic. Onion and garlic have significant blood sugar lowering action. The effects were similar in both raw and boiled onion extracts. Onions affect the metabolism of glucose, having the following results. It increases the release of insulin or prevents insulin's destruction. The additional benefit of the use of garlic and onions are their beneficial cardiovascular effects. They are found to lower lipids, inhibit platelets. So liberal use of onion and garlic are recommended for diabetic patients. Blueberries. A decoction of the leaves of the blueberries has a long history of folk use in the treatment of diabetes. Blueberry increases capillary integrity, inhibit free radical damage, and improve the tone of the vascular system. This supports in the treatment of eye diseases that come with diabetes. A traditional herbal combination for pancreatic problems is one part blueberry, one part golden seal, two parts dandelion root, two parts cedar berries, and one part fennel, and one part ginger. We mix the dried herbs together and you place in a dark container. When you're ready to enjoy your tea, you have your boiling water. You steep 1 teaspoon of your dried herb in your 1 cup of water and let it steam for 10 minutes and enjoy. Some more traditional plants from our teachings are burdock roots are the most common form of diabetic herbal therapy. Using burdock, the fibrous root helps to slow down the absorption of sugars in the intestine. Dietary fiber found in slippery elm can also be of help in regulating blood sugar levels. Dandelion root contains insulin and works in a similar fashion as burdock. The roasted dried root makes a tasty coffee-like drink, as well as using licorice and ginkgo biloba. I'm going to give you a little list of some of the other plants that we can use. Bitter melon, burdock, cashew nut, comfrey, and the white kidney bean is good for diabetes. And let's see. And ginkgo biloba extract is useful for prevention and treatment of the early stages of diabetic. It supports the increased blood flow in the affected limbs and there's less pain in their movements. Ginseng assists in elevated moods, improve mental performance, and increase physical activity, which all helps with diabetic problems. And with all the medicinal traditional plants, diet, exercise, and positive mental state are included in a well-balanced program for living a traditional life with diabetes. Exercise is vitally important with your treatment plan. Exercise with weight loss, maintenance, and with obesity being a problem in diabetes, it's a win-win situation. Exercise is important on each individual's need and fitness as a patient of diabetes. Increasing the metabolism of the body, moderation and healthy small steps is best when starting a new exercise routine. With your diet, omega-3 comes from fish, and as we know, fish in our diet is a traditional luxury for our taste buds. I love walleye, one of my favorites. I love catching them, and I love eating them. Vegetables and fruit, full of potassium, magnesium, zinc, vitamin E, vitamin B12, and vitamin C. So your fruits and vegetables, colorful fruits, greeny leafy vegetables, toss those in on your salads and enjoy. Fiber. The importance of dietary fiber shows beneficial effects on blood sugar control. Water-soluble plants are best. Beans, nuts, seeds, and most vegetables. Fruits, pears, and apples. Cooking. Baked, boiled, or grilled is best. And using our natural ingredients for seasonings, as in garlic, or onion, and some additional traditional treatments. Massage therapy, hands-on healing, assist with diabetes, recovery, and living with insulin. It helps emotionally, mentally, and physically. And diabetes seems to take a strain on all three of these aspects. And remember, there's contraindications for the herbal support and current medications. So always make sure that you know what you're taking. Then corn silk is excellent for diabetes. It is in lowering high blood pressure and really assisting with the kidneys' main function within the body. Our traditional plants can be used along with modern medicine therapy in managing diabetes. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time. Gibawabinin.